Quite interesting.
So you may ask, good morning, Jill. Fernando, you were listening to our mesh yesterday, and Jill as well. If you have any question that you would like to ask about terms that he used or a conversation that he was having in the recording, you're most welcome to ask. Jill, you can unmute and speak if you'd like. Please feel free to ask whatever comes to you. What did you find difficulty in, Fernando, when you were listening to Amish? What did you find is difficult to accept or to understand?
It's not difficult. It's, first of all, it's quite beautiful what I listened to. What is difficult that from our Eastern background, we usually give too much importance to the will, you know. Of course, that nowadays I look through this species of the free will and things like this as something quite different from what I used to think about. But he brings the idea that he brings this phrase that I listened to, like the sage, the desire that arises, it is natural, you know, you do not have to fight with the desire. But the sage that does not seek the desire. This is the difference that he said, you know. It is just like treat it as something natural. And he puts these things like the will of God. And I truly understand when you have like an ethic background or you are a mature man. But I have difficult to think like in a teenager how to treat it, you know, in people that are not mature yet, like this opening, this wide openness to the will of God.
The question is how to speak to a teenager. This is the question. How to speak to them?
I think the first idea is about the free will or the importance of the will. And the second one, I really understand when you are like a mature human being, you already has the mature human being already has the ability to discern, I think, or to not be enslaved from desire. But I was wondering about the, you know, the immature human being facing this idea that of freedom, of complete freedom, let's say.
Possible to speak to people, because if we don't speak, it doesn't matter. Thank you for the question. It doesn't matter the age of the listener. I mean, the calendaric age. Just you speak honestly. And it penetrates, it bypass the brain, yes? Because there is no such a thing like young and old and immature. All of those things, everything is just, we see those separations, we make those distinctions of aging and all kinds. So, in everyone there is this being. So you speak to the being, and it can everyone can hear it, because inside of everyone there is being mode, not just a name and personality. Let's go and just ask. Yes? Who give you the sense that you're Fernando? Let's go for a walk together. Let's open it. Who gives you the sense that you are Fernando? Or what gives you the sense that you are Fernando, Rodrigo, or Jill? What gives you the sense? What?
The family, I think. And the yes. surrounding.
Yes.
The family.
Yes, they name you and they call you and you learn to turn your head when your name is mentioned and connection between the name and the appearance. And this is it. But beyond the name Fernando, there's being. The name Fernando is just what the consciousness learns to identify itself in time and space. Yes? The consciousness part of itself is hidden, unlimited as being, never been born, never will pass. But part of the consciousness learns that it's attached now a body in time and space, and this body in time and space has a name. So part of it will be identified with a body and a name. And this part will give us the sense of Rodrigo, Jill, Fernando. This part. The doer part that has a name that authority will ask for, how do you say, responsibility, yes, if something happens or so. But this is a tiny part, very tiny part, that we, through a process of education, are learning, or we are training, or we are tamed, yes, to identify with. This is a finite that has a name, that was appearing somewhere, you know, that has an address and so, but the mode of being is infinitely greater. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it understood or not yet?
Betty?
Yes, yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, I understand. Could we say that the name that we receive is a vessel for this being?
It is just you could say it's a vehicle. You could say it's a vehicle for it's a vehicle for the soul or consciousness in his voyage, yes. And we tend to believe that all our life are hooked on the name that was born, but it's not like so. It's not. And we condition all our life are conditioned on the mere fact that this one was born, you know, in certain date and so, but everything is hooked on this detail, which is not just to the eyes. And we are telling ourselves stories that I like that and I don't like that, this conditioning, I like pink, I don't like red, and all those things. Good afternoon, Abigail. But it's not. We're not limited at all. And when you speak to younger people, let's say when they're teenagers or so, you speak to the being, not to the conditional. Let's say if you have a John in a clinic, 15-year-old, let's say high school kid, he's 15. Yes, when, like in this age, they are just discovering themselves. Yes, they don't want to be identified with the parents. They want to be, to have friends and to go out. Blah, blah, blah. But inside, there's being. And you speak to the being. the one that never changed, the one that never is conditioned to cold or warm, to night or day, to war or to peace, that was never been born and will never die. Yes, bodies are appearing or being born, and bodies dies and they disappeared, but not the soul. The being is always here. Always here. So you speak to the one who's always here. Yes? We speak to the one who's always here, to the one who's always present. An example, when the teacher reads the names in class every day, John, Mary, Paul, so we say in Hebrew, Nochach, Nochach has the letters of the 26, Nochach, Kavav, so we say in English, present. The teacher reads the name, John, and he is here, he is present. He hears, and he's just... So we speak to the presence in each and every one of us. It's not conditioned in age at all. If this is the question. And this being or the presence can never be happy or sad. Usually we tend to see opposites, happy and sadness or so, but being is just being. There is no impression. It's not impressed from different modes. Because being is never identified with a condition. The me, the doer, will identify himself or herself with a condition and will say it's cold in the winter or it's hot in the summer. Yes? The finite. The finite and identity. Yes? But not the infinite being. It's not impressed from any appearance. And the being is not looking into life as life is something that happens to me, private name, Peter, Paul, or Mary. It's just is happening. It does not identify the happening. It doesn't tell himself story about what is happening. It is happening. And this is it. There is no attachment. The being has no attachment to anything. This is for Abel is being killed at first. Yes, the Bible is not a historical story. What we learn that it is this the first murder is to take or to conceal what is to kill. To conceal the being. To kill the present. By what? By making, by buying, by owning. Because if we think, just an example, if we think about ourselves, just an example of owning a car, little example. So there's a car and there's the owner of the car. The owner has a name. So he is the owner of the car. This is how he sees himself or she sees herself. But this is a finite identity. As a car owner, inside there's being. Being has no interest in owning or having any kind of attachment to object, to people, to ideas at all. Therefore, the story starts with the killing of Abel. I call it story, but the Bible starts with the killing of Abel. take out from the equation the being, and then you have like plots and schemes. There's a killer, and he owns the land, and so on. So, where does suffering come from? From false identity. And suffering is not something that we can measure. It is the brain, which is a little machine there, nourish us every moment with a story about the me. There's a product called me, it has a name, it has a birthday, it has a story. And you fed 24/7 with a story about the me. Yes? And the story about the me caused suffering because it's not real. Everything which is not real causing suffering. There's a pain. Yes? If somebody goes and somebody throw, let's say children play with ball at school and somebody's just miss it and somebody gets a ball somewhere and it hurts. Okay. It's mechanics, physics, it hurts, but there's no, for the moment, yes, but there's no 24/7. There isn't. This is a production, foreign production. Being is not dependent on any story. It's just being like a green leaf that pops. Yes? But the identified me needs a story. If 24/7 the brain would not suggest us and convince us that there is a me, it's impossible for the doer to live. This is the fuel of the doer. There's me, there's mine, there is story. The being does not need all of this. Just being. Does not need a story. Does not need a birthday, a holiday, family event. Just not. Just being. But the brain will not sit from the side and see how being is just being. It immediately will push itself and says, yes, your name is James. And your story is known. And what you do now? Oism. Come something, yes? What do you do now, James? All your friends are already booked a vacation. What are you going to do now, James? This is how it speaks, like the serpent. What are you going to do now? Always speaks in doing, in the language of doing. What are you going to do now? What are you going to have now? This is the language. Mechanics. For example, Ruth just wants to be with Naomi. She doesn't want anything. She doesn't want a husband. Even Ruth already, Naomi already informs her, even if I have sons, will you wait for them? So she doesn't want a husband. She doesn't want a son from Naomi to wait. She just wants to be with her. This is what she wants. Nothing. And so much so, when after they return to Bethlehem and she's being introduced to Boaz and then she conceives and bears a son, the neighbors are saying, Ben Yulad le Naomi, meaning a son is born to Naomi, not to Ruth. So much she is being, she is not even considered to be a mother. Nature just streams through her, Oved. But the neighbors are saying, Ben Yulad le Naomi, Naomi, yes, was granted with a son, not Ruth. She is in the mode of being. Being does not have a need to deliver. Being is in the manifestation. But manifestation is not being. Being cannot tell a story. Because story starts with the beginning. There's like entry point. You need to enter a story to hear what happens in the time, in the space, the figures, the relations between them. The being does not have a story. It is just is. And this is the promise to Moses in the burning bush. He says, on the behalf of whom shall I speak to them? Who is asking them or telling them or informing them that this is the time to leave Egypt? And God says, I shall be that I shall be, or in the language of Maharaj, I am that. I have no form. I have no time. You cannot describe me. You cannot name me. This is just being. In being, there is no interest. In being, there is no name. And then we go back to Abel. When Cain gets his name, there's a whole story around naming Cain. I bought a man from God, and then named a child upon the verb of buying. There's a story. And then she gave birth to Abel. There's no story, it's nothing. Just being. Now, what caused people suffering is the story that I have a name and I was born in certain date and three or four figures around me. This is the family and this is the world and this is the story. And all the time there's a way. The brain weighs things, like in court, me against the family, me against a friend, me against the neighborhood, me against the profession, me against salary, and so on. It's nonsense. It is quite simple. It is quite simple. But the brain will not let us off the hook. And we go to sleep and we have like few minutes in rest maybe, but once there's like awakening and there's you browse the phone or what time is it now and so on, and then it is. And then comes the identified self, which says, okay, what time is now? Where am I? It just struck the hand is in the glove. And there's a name, and there's like space, And there's a story, and we are in this, we are rolling into this cast, like in the movie. Actors, they play, let's say. There's an actor play a figure, a story in Australia. So he puts on his clothes and he rides his horse, and Australian dude, and he's in it. This is what happens to us in the morning, just like, sometimes there's a vague moment. This is just being. And then there's a, the coin is in, a coin of, there's a coin, and then it clicks. And then what's the time? What do I have to do? Where am I? And this is, the hand is in the glove, and there's like a personality. And there's a story to attain, obtain, contain. What to do today? How it is. Now, what happens when somebody dies? What happens when the soul, the last breath, is leaving the body? The body is staying like a cast, yes? Cartoon figure. So, where's the story? Once the soul stop nourishing the body with the breath, also the brain cannot get oxygen and cannot work as calculative machine, and there's no story of the me. So people who were close to the deceased can tell you this is his name, he was born, they know few details, so they can, so to speak about the deceased, but to the eye of the beholder, the deceased, the body is left somewhere, yes, but the soul is free, happy, happier, happiest than ever. Because she doesn't have to live in this foreign cast called body, to be conditioned all the time. This is not natural for it. Many people have their issues with the body. They tall, they short, they, I don't know, all kinds of. But the soul is not a body. So how can you, and there's a lot of conflicts inside, what to wear, what to dress, how to appear, maybe more to ladies than gentlemen, it doesn't matter. But few people will tell you that the body is not a manifestation of the soul. The body is a detail. The soul is infinite and undivided. But every morning when they have to dress to go to the office comes the same thing. But how do I dress? This finite that cannot contain the infinite, it's a problem. What shall I wear? How can finite body can contain or represent infinite life? The tree does not ask himself this question in the morning, because the tree appears every day according to the law of nature. Why people would like to look better or best, because where does this come from, this how do you say, argument inside? Because there's something that say inside, there's, without understanding, there's a sense of something is great and life, and people would like to address it, to appear like with this, but it's impossible. So they do their best to wear something, not just to be peacock, but to appear in best, but it's impossible. And it doesn't matter also. Because as we learn according to the scroll of Esther, it is impossible. This is why Vashti, refuses to accept the invitation to come to the banquet, because it is impossible for infinite to appear in a finite dressing. This is what it just simple. The doer will always in us will always find its limitations. It's natural. But the being mode in us is not limited. He's not going out to the finite and to this polar mode of cold and warm, duality, and so manifested seasons and so. Just is. So whenever there's an argument inside, probably from the side of the doer, the identified self, pull back 1 second. If you need, close your eyes. And there's also inside this being, and there is peace. From the peace, from the inner peace inside, everything is complete. There is no deficiency. But the brain, as it works, will always come and represent in front of us deficiencies. And then the doer will be happy to hunt them down and to fulfill the, so to speak, deficiency. But not that something is lacking. Any questions? Jill, Abigail, Fernando, Rodrigo, any question that you'd like to ask? Yes, Jill.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, good Hello. Morning.
I do have a question, and I'm pretty sure that you've already answered it, but as time passes on, it doesn't seem like, you know, the human part improves. And so to me, I kind of wonder, you know, what then would be the purpose of consciousness going into a human being? It feels like a science project. But I guess I kind of get caught up in what would be the purpose if while we're here, if, you know, people aren't trying to change their condition, I would think. I guess you can't really change the condition. I'm just getting caught up there. That's just my question. Yeah. That's not really a question.
So there isn't any choice. Yes. Once there is appearance, there isn't any choice. Yes, there isn't any choice for one to be, so to speak, to consciousness to appear. There's just appearance here and then. Once there is appearance, let's say someone is born in Australia, those are the conditions of the place. This is the language, this is the culture. Somebody is born in Switzerland. Those are the conditions. There is no choice in it. There is no choice. just to understand that this mask of culture, of birthday, it's just like you go to theater. So you wear a dress and now you're playing Cleopatra, yes, on stage, and this is it. And then just, you don't identify with Cleopatra. You just come on stage, you dress like or as Cleopatra, and then want to, yes, life is a great theater in this manner. Things are happening, they don't happen particularly to Jill or to Rodrigo or to Fernando or to Abigail. Just happens. But the doer will always tell you, but I did a mistake and I should, this is always, yes, always, it goes free. You should have done A, B, C, D, and da, 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 you did not get yourself in this juncture. This is okay, accept it as a rubbish, as a noise, and move on. Listen to music, do something else, you know? But this is how it is. It needs to chew on something. It needs to chew on something. The battery is on. It will chew on everything. This is a part of cannibalism. It starts in the mind. It's very simple. And this is why they say in the Eastern or Buddhism, they have an expression. You are in the tiger's mouth. The sage say when certain questions are coming, you're already in the tiger's mouth. What does it mean? Maybe you have seen in circus. Maybe you've seen this in circus or read about it. There's a trick in a circus when you tame lion or tigers that the man puts himself, really puts his head in the tiger's or the lion's mouth. And you want to show how the animal is tamed. This is from the circus point of view. The man is very courageous. He puts his head and as an act of trust in the animal, he puts his head and take it out, and the animal does not close his jaws on him. And this is our circus. Everybody's applauding. So they say, once comes such a question, the questioner is already in the tiger's mouth. Presuming such a question, you already caught. What does it mean in the binary system? This is consciousness wants to appear. There's appearance here. There's a body. Just don't relate to this. It's just there's, you wake, there's a morning or there's night, whenever you wake and you breathe and okay, this is it. All the rest is just stories upon stories. Did I answer your question, Jill?
Yes, you helped me. You helped me remember, you know, what I've learned my whole entire time when I've been spending time in here. But every so often, I get caught up in I guess life stuff and what my brain definitely is talking about all the time.
So let me offer an offering. There at the moment there's like sessions like 3 times per week. We could add more sessions if it will help. And the thing is that we never know. I mean, not know, it just, we can be here every day if it is possible. Once we open those sessions, we just remember, recite once there's a lot of spans of time between the sessions, then the minds go into that. So because we are here, we open for any change. If there's a need to add more sessions, more meeting, if people are available for conversation, I don't know how it is from your side. I will be happy to hear you. Usually well, what happens? Yes, Jill?
Definitely, spending time in here has increased my ability to think more about, and I love to take notes and reread what I've learned in class. And so it does, it's much better than what it used to be. I used to be definitely controlled by all my thinking. And so I appreciate being here.
Thank you. So it's possible whenever you want, we can open every day. So it depends on how you find yourself, if there's a demand, let's say, not particularly from certain people, because I don't want people in their life, whatever flows through. But there's a possibility, because also Ramesh and Maharaj, you sit every day. Some people cannot carry or balance the tension. It's a certain of tension, yes, because you listen through the doer, yes, through the thinking, through the machine. So how it is happening in general, yes? How it is happening, Ramesh or Maharaj or sages, they sit every day, once in a day. They sit once in a day because the machine is a very greased machine. And as long as there is oxygen inside, it will run against, I say against being, against this. It is very simple. This is why they say in the books, don't believe in yourself until your last moment. And in Hebrew, Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha, ad yom motcha. Until the last breath, don't believe in the bullshit that the brain produces about yourself as a story, as a name, as a blah, blah, blah. Until the last breath. Therefore, the meeting is every day. You have seen maybe Ramesh conversation in India, in Mumbai. Fernando, Jill, did you watch a conversation in Mumbai?
Yeah. Yes. Fernando, yes. I watch it, I think, two. One is quite difficult to understand because he is old, you know, in old age. Mm-hmm. And it is difficult to understand English. But yes. I found also others that it's easy.
Yes, there is a series of his conversations that were hosted and recorded in Germany in the 90s. And then he is younger and is in better health and has his teeth, let's say, on. So you can listen to a series of conversations that were recorded in Germany in the 90s, and people are sitting. And there's like the last conversations that he gave in Mumbai, in his place. Every day, people were sitting in his living room every day for 2 hours. And someone asked him from Europe, how does your wife agrees to this, to give the house for others? And he said, kindly, we have an agreement. I have the house, meaning the living room, for the community for 2 hours. And my wife is staying in the bedroom for 2 hours. And then she has the whole house for her, all the rest of the 22 hours of the day. Because he asked him, European man, how does your wife accept this? Every day, 2 hours, people are sitting, roaming, falling asleep from peace finally. In their living room. So how does it go? Since Jill is asking, every day, Jill, every day, you sit every day. Ramesh, as a student of Maharaj, was sitting every morning before he went to the bank. He was the manager. Ramesh was the manager of Bank of India. It's just to be the head, just to give you an example, what does it mean to be the head of the Bank of India? It's like to be the head of the Federal Bank. Like... Today we have Jerome Powell. You know Jerome Powell now? He's head of the Feds. Maybe you have heard the name Jerome Powell. This is what Ramesh in India. If you hear about American economy or banking. So you sit every day. You do this daily. There is a repetition all the time. Because the brain uses the oxygen against the being. It will tell you your identity, limited, you're cold in the winter, you're warm in the summer, and so on, every day. So if you need during the day refreshment, you can listen to Ramesh. You can listen to Maharaj. You can read. You can call. You can type here. We can open daily session if there's need, because this is how it is. This is the machine. This is the law of the machine. This is why they sit in, let's say, not synagogues, but they sit daily sitting and learning. They say learning Talmud. Why people sit and read every day, recite every day, whether it's Talmud, whether it's Zohar reading, whether it's a, why? Because it's just to offer, to remove the veil from the mechanical, and this is being. Yes, that the eyes are tending to process, the eyes and the brain is the same thing. To tend and to eat and to consume what is visible. And to, in a way, to encounter with a different possibility. This is why we do those sessions. The brain is good, it's a very good calculator. If you need to go from city to city and you need to plan your drive in a car, he will tell you which road to take, where to turn, tap, 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 quantities, what to buy, which prices, and so is a good supermarket. This is a great machine. But this is its work, let's say. But he will come, not just as a servant. He will come also as a master. There is no satisfaction for the brain to just decide whether to in which supermarket to buy for a discount. He will want more. He will offer you your identity, your life story, your narration. Yes, he's the king. Fernando was asking about Pharaoh. Yes, he's the king. So, whenever you wish. First of all, I would like to thank each and every one of you for being here. Whenever you can, whenever you come. It's a blessing. And if you wish for another session, and if you wish to discuss daily, yes? And what is your preferable? Because at the moment there is like Monday, Thursday, Saturday. If we would like to enter another session, what would be your favorite day? Or we can change things. It's not in a stone. If you would like to add another one, what will be your preferable date? I shall be happy to hear you. Type if it doesn't come to you at the moment. Type later which day is preferable for you. And we can adjust. We can adjust. Let's say in America, there is a non-duality conversation. Not just non-duality, the one who gives non-duality also helps an alcoholic. Yes? So there's like three conversations of non-duality and two, he gives two conversation to alcoholic. So he gives five sessions per week. I'm just sharing with you. And you can, in the corona days, we did almost a daily session, Fernando. Rodrigo may remember, in the corona times, we did daily. So, how much do you wish it will be? Whatever you wish, yes. So, whatever you wish, in your convenience, just type, write, call, if you need a call, phone call. Jill, there's a beautiful set here on Discord, and you can call whenever you like. Yes, just call. There is like a telephone icon. You can call whenever you like. Abigail, you can call whenever you like. Rodrigo, Fernando, anyone, you can call whenever you like. We can have sessions every day. But If you want, it's possible. This is how it is. This is how it is. I can talk 24/7 about it. Just say, and it will be. It will be. That's it. Just say, whenever you find yourself comfortable to write, you're most welcome. And by the way, we just transform here the broadcast, and there's a new hub, and there's no falling of the system because you used to deal with the sound checking every time. Before class, in class, after class, recording is stopped, is falling, people are flying, coming in and out, all of us. So now there's a more stable system to all of us, and please feel free to say whatever you like. And hope to see you here soon. Toda, shalom, melitot. It's just, Fernando, 1 second, it happened to me also. In February, Andre asked me, what day is it? Is it Thursday? And I said, yes. In the morning without thinking, because I looked at the calendar, I was wondering. And I thought it's Thursday, yes. And I came here and nobody's here. At 4, it was in the winter. I said, everybody's gone. And then I said, no, but it's Wednesday today and we have a meeting only on Thursday. So you see, and I was almost crying. So, Fernando, you can call whenever you like. Jill, use it. You can call whenever you like. Abigail, Rodrigo, just whenever you like, we're here. You see, it happened to you. So if it happened to you yesterday, it means we need more sessions. I felt it yesterday. I felt that there's... It's great that you bring this. It's great that you share this. It's amazing. Because when this is happening, it means there's too much distance between two meetings. Let's say Monday, between Monday and Thursday, it's quite long. It's 72. So we can also bring up a new set of sessions. So everything is open. Just write and share what you would like to have. And it will be. Okay? Thank you so much and hope to see you here. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Shabbat, Saturday, whenever you wish, we are here. Toda.